You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey, membershippers, you're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, chief geek around these parts, and this is the number one place to be for proven practical tips and advice on growing a successful membership business. How the devil are you? I hope everything is going well in your world. I'm so appreciative of the fact you've invited me in for a little bit of membership wisdom. I will strive to make it worth your while. If you're a new listener, first of all, welcome. I'm so glad that you've found us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button to ensure you do not miss a single weekly dose of ideas, inspiration, best practices, and tips on growing your membership business. And I'm sure if you're a long-term listener, you are already subscribed. You know, I love and appreciate you. I love all the reviews. I love all the feedback. And I just love hearing from those of you who listen to the show when I see you out and about and at events, how the podcast has helped you. And even the stories of people who binge listen to years worth of it, and they're making their way through the back catalogue of the podcast. That just blows my mind. Thank you so much for your continued support. Now, today we are continuing our little journey into the archives of the Membership Geeks podcast. As I just alluded to, there are years worth of episodes. I've been doing this since 2015, and 99% of the episodes that I release, the advice, the best practices, the strategies are as relevant now as they were when the episodes first came out. But I know that not everyone has the time or the inclination or the tolerance to my funny accent to listen to 10 years worth of me talking. So I consider it my duty once or twice a year to pull out some of the absolute gold nuggets that might be missed in the archives that maybe you didn't listen to first time round, or you did, but so much time has passed and you and your membership are in a different place now and would benefit from having this advice resurfaced and brought back to your attention. So we're doing a little three-episode run. Last week, I talked all about membership marketing myths and how to bust them. Today, I'm talking about newly launched membership. So if you just launched your membership business, or maybe, you know, it launched 6 months or so ago and it's not really gotten off the ground, then there are some key things that you can be doing after you launch your membership to set you up to success. I mean, first of all, congratulations, if you have just launched your membership, all that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears has paid off. Your vision is now a reality. Now what? Before you crack open the champagne, you've got work to do. Launching a membership isn't just about getting up and running. It's about what you do from there. It's the starting pistol, not the end of the journey, not the end of the race. So you need to capitalize on the momentum that you built from the launch and lay the foundations for future growth. And in the episode that I'm pulling out from the archive, episode 301, so we're going back a good few years now. In that episode, I share six things that everybody should do after they've launched their membership. So if you are coming up to a launch and you want to make sure that you're planning ahead, if you just recently launched and you want to ensure you're building momentum, or maybe you launched and things stalled and you're not sure why, this episode is going to be invaluable to you. So without any further ado, let's dive back into the vault and explore the six things that you need to do after launching your membership website. Here we go. That first 30 days after you've launched your membership is a very, very important time to make sure that you're capitalizing on the momentum from your launch. In a lot of ways, your launch is the easiest marketing that you'll ever, ever do, because anytime you bring something new to market, there's always excitement, buzz, hype, curiosity, all these things that really help fuel that initial push on your brand new membership. But once that hype, once that buzz starts to subside and things start to get a little bit more business as usual, that's when you need to make sure that you're doing the right things to truly, truly keep
your membership moving. So, six things that you should do within the first 30 days of launching your membership. First thing you need to do is thoroughly assess what worked and what didn't work with your launch. You really want to dive into the data here. So of course you want to look at how many sales you got and whether that matched up against your goals, your expectations. You want to look at your traffic and your leads. So again, what were your goals? What did you actually achieve? What conversion rate did you get from people visiting your website to actually joining an email list, participating in your workshop or a challenge, or if you did something like that as part of your launch promotion? What were your conversion rates across the board? And then from there, what sources actually led to member signups? So you should be using some sort of analytics software, ideally. So if you've got Google Analytics in there, if you're collecting data from everyone who joins your membership via your onboarding, so you always say part of your member onboarding should include a new member questionnaire. Checking that, making sure that you're asking people, where did you hear about us? Why did you join? This is the sort of stuff you want to be diving into to get a better picture of what activity, what sources led to member signups, and that's going to help you to better determine where you should be putting your attention on next. You also want to be looking at things like the open rates, the click-through rates for the emails you sent out. Presumably, you sent out a series of sales emails in which you highlighted certain features of your membership, certain benefits. Maybe you showed a behind-the-scenes tour. Perhaps you had an offer in the mix, some testimonials. Which of those emails performed the best? Which one's got the best click-through rates? Which one's got the best open rates? Which one's got great open rates but terrible click-throughs? Again, all this sort of stuff, this forensic examination of all the pieces of the machine when they were very first put to use. Because your launch is the first time you are testing that machine out. So you want to get that picture. What worked? What didn't? What performed to expectations? What exceeded expectations? What surprises were there in terms of where our members came from? Which ads that we ran did best? So, you know, which ones got the best clicks? Which ones were the cheapest, the lowest cost per sale? If you're using affiliates, who came through? Who delivered? Who sent you the most sales? Is it the person you expected? Is it the people who had the biggest audience or who made you the biggest promises? Were there any surprises? Were there any people who maybe aren't as big a name in your space but put a lot more effort in than the rest of the affiliates? Is that a relationship you can develop further? Who let you down? Who were you counting on? Who were you banking on? Who did you think was going to send loads of people your way, but actually they either didn't put a lot of effort in or they put in loads of effort, but it didn't result in anything? What's the difference between the people who did well and the people who didn't? What can you learn from that? So that thorough assessment of what worked, what didn't, diving into the stats, getting into data on where people are coming from, how your ads, your affiliates, and all the other things that you might have had as part of your strategy during the launch. That's the first thing you want to do. You want to conduct that assessment so you have a clearer idea of what you should be focusing on going forward, what you might double down on or get rid of next time you do a big promotion, or if you've got a closed door membership where you do multiple launches, what you might change for the next big launch. You want to do that sort of assessment, and that assessment, doing that, like dedicating time to really diving in, it draws a line under your launch. It lets you to move on from it, to build from it, to take the lessons and move forward from there and focus on what comes next. So once you've done that assessment, the second thing you need to make sure you're doing after launch is going all in on your new members. If you're brand new to the world of memberships, then one of the things that people can struggle to adjust to, if, for example, you've previously been selling one-off products, courses, and so on, is the importance of what happens after the sale. Memberships are not just about getting people in through the front door and then leaving them to their own devices. What happens after the sale is what memberships are all about. So you need to make sure that you are loving on those new members, you're paying attention to them, you're showing up for them, you're serving them, you are helping them to get off to the best possible start. big part of that will be having a great member onboarding process in place. That should already be in place from before you even launch. But, you know, these people who just joined during this launch of your brand new membership, they're your super fans. They're your early adopters. They're the people who are taking a risk on a brand new product. They're taking the risk. They're banking on you not getting bored of running a membership. They are backing you early. They're your early adopters. They're part of the foundation of what your membership will go on to become. That's exciting. You should be excited. They should be excited. Your membership should be an exciting place to be right now. 90% of success with memberships is about what happens on the inside. So don't take those members for granted. Take steps to make their early experiences in particular special, particularly right after your launch. Throw a welcome party. Send every single one of them a personal thank you video. Let them know what's coming up in the pipeline, what they've got to look forward to. Show them your appreciation and make sure that you're delivering. No, over-delivering on what you promised them during your launch. Member experience is so, so critical. I cannot understate this. So you should be prioritizing yours, not just because it's a key to member retention, but also because it's an essential part of what we call the membership marketing flywheel. Happy members are your best marketing assets. So if you completely blow people away, if you exceed their expectations, if you get them wins, get them results, then that turns members into advocates who will do your marketing for you, both via word of mouth and by equipping you with social proof. And so the third key thing you should be doing after you've launched is leveraging that social proof. So if you're loving on those initial members, you're going all in, you're helping them get off to the best possible start, you're helping them to get wins and results early, then that's going to generate testimonials. It's going to generate reviews. It's going to generate case studies of people who joined during your launch and already they are hitting new highs. They are getting quick wins. Screenshots of positive feedback, of positive posts and comments in your community. Any opportunity for you during those initial 30 days or so after your launch to publicly say on your social media channels things like, it's only been a week since the membership launched and already this is happening. It's only been a week and already John has lost 5 pounds. It's only been a week and already Katie has launched her podcast. This early social proof should form part of the next wave of marketing activity that you conduct after your launch. You want those people who were on the fence during your launch and then ultimately decided against joining, you want them to be kicking themselves. Hey, this is what you're missing out on. All of that excitement of the launch, it didn't end. It continued on into the membership. The party kept going and you're missing out. This is what you could have accomplished if only you joined, but don't fear. There's still time and there's still an opportunity to join. You haven't completely missed the boat. So in the afterglow of your launch, in those first 30 days or so, really keep an eye out for any posts, any comments, any feedback that you can use from your community. Actively encourage people to give reviews, to share wins, to provide feedback and comments about their early experiences, and then turn that into marketing collateral. And that brings us to the next point, number 4 of the 6 things you should do post-launch, and that is to follow up with non-buyers. As we've already said, you can generate a bit of FOMO after the fact by showing what they missed. Is this ROMO, regret of missing out? Have I just invented a new thing? You can generate ROMO, regret of missing out, by showing people what they're missing. And that can motivate people to join. Maybe you can move that process along a little bit and sweeten the pot by running some sort of flash promotion to the people on your mailing list who took part in your launch. So if you did a challenge or a summit or a webinar or a workshop or something like that as part of your launch strategy, perhaps you've got people who got involved in that but ultimately didn't join the membership. You want to target those people and give them a second opportunity to join. Either another chance to get your launch discount or any bonuses you may have offered during launch, or maybe a different kind of incentive. It might be fairer to offer a smaller discount or even a trial or some different bonuses. But you definitely want to make that second big push to get non-buyers who took part in your launch but didn't join. So they were interested enough to get to a certain point, but they didn't go any further. Now that we've got some social proof, now that a little time has passed, now that they've had time to think, that's where you want to go back to them. So this should be 2 to 4 weeks after your initial launch. Go back, follow up with those non-buyers. At the very least, we want to get feedback from those people. All of the hype, the buzz, the excitement of the launch, the fantastic launch promo that you were offering, and they still didn't join. Why? We want to know why. What got in the way? What was missing? What more could you have done to convince them? Obviously, they were interested enough to be on your list, to take part in the challenge, to attend your workshops or whatever, but why didn't they go all the way? That feedback can be a goldmine of information that will help you refine your marketing, your messaging, address misconceptions and common objections. So even if for some reason you decide you're not going to make another sales push with the non-buyers from your launch, the absolute minimum that you should do is follow up to get their feedback on why they didn't join at all. So that's the fourth key thing that you should be doing post-launch to really equip your membership for the months and years ahead. The fifth thing you should be doing is kickstarting your organic marketing, your day-to-day marketing. I said before, your launch is probably the easiest marketing you'll ever do for your membership because it's an event. It's something new. It's something shiny. You're going to have a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs that are brought to your membership just by virtue of that. However, once you're no longer the new kid on the block, you need to make sure that you have a plan in place for that day-to-day marketing, that organic marketing that's going to bring you members each and every day. So for a lot of memberships, that'll be things like content marketing. So you want to make sure that you've got that flowing smoothly, it's consistent, that you are utilizing your content to generate leads, you're nurturing those leads, you're moving them through the funnel, you are pitching via email, or maybe you're using webinars. All that day-to-day stuff, that marketing machine that will give you your baseline flow of new members joining, you want to be making sure that that is put into effect, that you don't just have this big gap, or worse, you don't just do a big launch and then when the dust settles, think, okay, so how am I going to get members now? You've got to have that baseline marketing activity going on, the day-to-day stuff, whether it's content marketing, whether it's through social media, whether through Facebook ads, with your sales funnel, whatever it is, now is the time to really kick that into the next gear, because this is going to be the thing that drives the growth of your membership. Now, you might have promotions planned out throughout the year. You might be doing a big promotion every quarter, in which case, start laying the seeds, start getting things in place and planning out that next promotion now. So it's not something that's done at the last minute. You're not scrambling. And don't think if you are running a closed door membership that you get away scot-free on this. One of the biggest mistakes people make with closed-door memberships is thinking that they don't need to do any marketing between their launch windows. That is so, so wrong. You need to be priming the pump. You need to be feeding the pipeline. You need to be bringing people onto your email list, staying top of mind, building that awareness, showing up in between your launches so that when it comes time to launch, you've already got this groundswell, you've already got people who are on your email list who you can pitch to. Otherwise, you're just going to be pitching to the same people you did last time. So you still need to market between your launches. And so that plan needs to be implemented and put in place now. You need to hit the ground running. You need to make sure that you are making the most of the momentum that you've gained from your initial launch. And if you're not sure what that organic day-to-day marketing plan, that baseline marketing activity, I always say baseline as in this is the minimum you should be doing. This is your day-to-day. This is your bread and butter. This is the stuff that you know, no matter what else you're doing, if you don't have time to run a promo, if you don't have time to do a flash sale, if you know there's nothing else going on, this is the stuff that forms the machine. This is the stuff that brings people into your world, that gets them onto your email list, that moves them through the funnel, that nurtures a relationship, builds the trust, gets them to a place where they're ready to buy, and then ultimately generates sales. If you don't know what that is, if you don't have a plan, you need to join membershipacademy.com. We've got some great free resources at themembershipguys.com, which will give you some pointers, but you really need to get to membershipacademy.com to learn all about the membership marketing flywheel and also learn those membership marketing essentials, the processes, what we call the DWM marketing approach. Get yourself into membershipacademy.com if you don't already have that plan for your ongoing day-to-day membership marketing. Anyway, pitch over. That is the fifth thing that you need to make sure you're giving your attention to after you've launched. The sixth and final thing that I want to make sure that you are doing after you've launched is to celebrate. Celebrate. Take some time to celebrate the fact that you did it. You got your membership up and running. You wrestled with the tech. You created all that content. You somehow managed to wrangle everything together. You got the sales page done, the member area done, the onboarding strategy, retention strategy. Your launch went perfectly. You got all these members. Man, take a breather and celebrate. Do something to mark the occasion, to pat yourself on the back. Yes, there's work to do. Yes, you need to assess what worked and what didn't with your launch. Yes, you need to make sure right from the get-go you are going all in on your new members. You're delivering that amazing experience. Yes, you need to be starting to cultivate that social proof. You need to follow up with your non-buyers. You need to kickstart your organic marketing. But before all that, just take a beat. Take a minute to reflect, to congratulate yourself, and to celebrate. Buy yourself that thing you've been putting off buying. Get the fancy bottle of red wine. Order that takeaway. Take a week off. Okay, maybe not today, but book that holiday, right? Take the afternoon to go to a spa. Do something to celebrate because you've earned it. Because yes, I've said a couple of times, your launch is the easiest marketing you'll ever do. It's the easiest marketing, but that doesn't mean it's the easiest task, the easiest process, the easiest point to get to. So many moving parts, so much work, so much thought, so much time, energy, resources, effort, bandwidth goes in to getting to the point you're at right now. And if that's not worth celebrating, I don't know what is. So make sure that you are taking time to celebrate. You've launched, your membership is in the world, it exists, you've got members. Celebrate that. All right, so that concludes our little journey into the vault. I hope you found it useful, whether you're planning a new launch, whether you recently launched, or maybe you've launched in the last 12 months and you're wondering why you've not been able to build momentum. I do hope some of the advice and insights that we have resurfaced through our journey into the vault has helped give you some clarity and a plan of action for building that momentum for your membership business. That is a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you've gained some insights, some ideas, or inspiration to help drive the growth of your membership business. Return back here next week for another little journey into the vault, the final of this From the Vault series. We'll see you back here for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.